The election Saturday is especially contentious for East Baton Rouge Parish. There's a ballot measure to create a new city, the City of St. George. But many, like Democratic Louisiana State Senator Karen Carter Peterson of New Orleans, see it as a power grab. Here's Peterson speaking on the Senate floor about St. George back in May.
Why should a select few be able to pull out after all the tax dollars have been contributed to your area to the detriment of a poor black neighborhood in this parish? I'll be damned. It's wrong.
This would-be City of St. George has brought to the fore decades of racial tension in East Baton Rouge Parish. The proposed boundaries encompass 86,000 people in a majority white corner of the parish. Organizers say it's the first step to carving out their own school district. They say East Baton Rouge Parish schools have been failing their students for too long. Partner station WWNO's Jess Clark has the story.
Well, good evening, everybody. Everybody glad to be here tonight?
Yeah.
Supporters of St. George say the creation of the proposed city is not just about taxes or crime or even schools. It's about America.
This is about a real part of American history that we have forgotten. We have inherent rights, government by the people.
That's Louisiana State Representative Rick Edmonds, a Republican, speaking on stage at Woodlawn Baptist Church in early September. Several hundred people are gathered in the pews of this giant, airy sanctuary inside the proposed St. George. Edmonds is here to rally support among his constituents for the proposed city. Later, Andrew Murrell, a St. George organizer, makes a more nuts and bolts case for St. George. He says the area has been subsidizing the rest of the parish in property taxes.
Because they take our money and spend it elsewhere, which is the true reason they are opposed to us. They are opposed to us because that free money, that treasure chest of St. George, is going away.
The vote on Saturday is about whether to form a city. But St. George organizers say the ultimate goal is to carve out a new St. George school district, separate from East Baton Rouge Parish schools. Demographic data show a new St. George school district would worsen racial segregation in the parish's public schools. While East Baton Rouge Parish is 45% black, the proposed City of St. George would be just 12% black. Those demographics are on display in the sanctuary. Nearly everyone in the pews is white, and most here tell me they pay for private school. But St. George organizers say critics who accuse them of racism have it wrong.
Great. Yeah.
After the rally, Baton Rouge mom Stacy Hudson, who is white, agrees to speak with me in the parking lot outside the church.
Yes. So you've been volunteering on all of the
literally
efforts.
Since we moved here, we've been involved with St. George.
Wow.
Hudson says she's always been politically active. In fact, she met her husband, Dwight Hudson, at a Tea Party rally at the state capitol about 10 years ago. Now her husband represents their area in the Baton Rouge Metro Council, and Hudson volunteers for the St. George effort.
Our whole relationship has been trying to do better for our area, for our kids' future.
She and her husband have two children. The oldest is in pre-K at their neighborhood public elementary school. But Hudson is worried about the quality of public school options that will be available to her in middle and high school. Many of the area's schools have a C rating from the state based on standardized test scores. Hudson says St. George is about taking control of those schools and improving them, not race.
Is that a criticism that you've heard, and how do you square with that?
Yeah, we've been called racist just because we support it, but I'm just going to be frank, and my black neighbors will still be my black neighbors, and they'll still walk to school with my daughter.
Hudson may have some black neighbors, but there's no question. The City of St. George would be a lot whiter than the rest of the parish. Still, Hudson says it's not their goal to exclude anyone.
We're not kicking people out, and people are welcome to come. It's not going to change who my neighbors are, you know, so it's not, I don't think it's an issue. People want to make it an issue because they don't have any other issues to stand on.
A couple weeks later, another group of people are meeting inside another very different East Baton Rouge Parish church. Second Mount Olive Baptist has an African American congregation and is located just inside proposed St. George. The sanctuary is cozy, with just 5 rows of wooden pews and a worn red carpet. Organizers opposed to St. George have gathered people here, including East Baton Rouge resident Arthur Penier.
You have to get back to why this started and what's the true core of the problem and when it truly started.
Penier, like many here, believes the St. George effort is part of decades-long resistance by white residents to federal school desegregation laws. He points to other school districts that have been carved out of East Baton Rouge Parish over the years since the courts mandated integration through busing.
They've just been chipping away from Zachary School District, and from there it continued to Central, and now this is their last and final attempt to actually get the last piece of the puzzle to actually fully break away to have a majority white school system.
The St. George effort is part of a national trend some call splinter school districts. A white section of a large, diverse parish or countywide school system splits off. And studies show this trend is worsening school segregation, especially in the South. Albert Samuels is a professor of political science and history at Southern University in Baton Rouge. He studies school desegregation in East Baton Rouge Parish.
This is the latest effort in this decades-long campaign to undermine Brown v. Board of Education. And it's probably the one that, if it succeeds, would be the most devastating.
Brown v. Board. That's the 1954 Supreme Court decision that declared racially segregated schools unconstitutional. Getting school districts to comply with the ruling wasn't easy. In fact, East Baton Rouge Parish had one of the longest-running desegregation cases in the country, lasting nearly half a century. But as the courts enforced integration in East Baton Rouge Parish, many white families resisted. They left the parish, or paid for private school, or carved out their own school districts.
The net effect, of course, of all of this is that it's very difficult to desegregate a system when most of the whites pull out of the system.
Samuel says the breakaway of St. George would drain the East Baton Rouge Parish schools of most of their remaining white students and the opportunities that follow them. School funding comes in part from property taxes, which means affluent areas can raise more money. State estimates show a school district that matched the boundaries of St. George would have $4,000 more per student than East Baton Rouge Parish schools. So while white parents who support St. George want better schools for their children, Samuel says the end result would be a worsening of racial disparities.
One thing I'm noticing is that when I bring up race with some of the organizers, they say, well, I'm not racist. I love my black neighbor.
Yeah, I think that one of the things that the defenders of the status quo have been very successful at is they have reduced racism as simply a matter of individual prejudice. However, we don't have a hard time acknowledging how systems work, that racism is also a system.
I spent about a month talking to folks in East Baton Rouge about St. George, and one major point of contention is how organizers drew the proposed boundaries. I wanted to understand why the map raises hackles, so I hopped in a minivan with Baton Rouge mom M.E. Cormier and went for a ride through the upscale subdivisions of Woodby St. George.
All of these houses are less than 10 years old, to the left and to the right, and behind us is all included in the new St. George map.
Cormier is the lead organizer of the opposition to St. George. She lives just outside the proposed boundary, in incorporated Baton Rouge. And she's frustrated with claims by St. George organizers that they are subsidizing the rest of the parish.
They don't want their resources to go to anybody else. But that's not how communities work.
Cormier is in her 30s and white, and has lived in this corner of the parish all her life. Her oldest child attends the same public elementary school she did back in the 1980s. Cormier has watched over the last couple decades as more and more white families moved to this corner of the parish, and grassy fields gave way to upscale suburbs and shopping centers. Driving through, we pass rows of large modern homes with perfectly manicured lawns.
All previously undeveloped farmland or grassland before.
Oh wow, these are right here really nice.
Beautiful homes.
Then we turn off the main road into a neighborhood that looks different. The homes are older and more modest, single-story ranches mostly. Further in, we come to a group of apartments that have seen better days.
I think these are probably at least 40 years old.
Yeah.
Built quite a long time ago.
Yeah, these look like they need some TLC.
You can see one's already been torn down because it obviously wasn't habitable. The fences need some tending to.
Yeah, that one's, the gutter's falling off.
The homes are different here than most of the area, and the demographics are too. While the majority of the southeastern corner of the parish is white and affluent, this small neighborhood is majority Black and middle or low income. And it's been sliced right out of the middle of the proposed map of St. George, as if with an X-Acto knife. Cormier pulls up the map on her phone to show me.
It's like a little island.
It is exactly an island, a peninsula. There are several of them throughout the map. Zoom in here, here's another apartment complex. Down the road, there's another apartment complex.
In other words, whiter, higher income areas have been included, while less white, lower income areas have been kept out. Because of Louisiana's laws about city incorporation, the people who live in these excluded areas won't get to vote on whether the would-be city surrounding them becomes a reality.
It's quite clear the distinction between what is and is not included in the St. George map.
The supporters of St. George are adamant that they are not racist. But the map of the area just looks really, really bad if you're trying to make the argument that race wasn't a factor. So I went to talk with Andrew Merle, the St. George organizer's designated spokesman. We heard from him earlier in the story at the rally. This time, I met Merle at his law office.
Hello. Hey.
Intrepid reporter.
So intrepid.
More intrepid.
He says he got involved in St. George because he wants to improve the area's public schools. Merle grew up in Texas.
I'm a public school graduate, so when I got to EBR Parish, I couldn't comprehend the fact that we had all these private schools around, and what do they do?
But like many middle-class and wealthy families in this part of East Baton Rouge Parish, Merle now pays thousands of dollars a year to send his children to private school.
For my law practice, I've had clients whose kids were beaten up and abused in the school system by other students while teachers slept at their desk. And why would I knowingly, if I have the means and opportunity, why do I knowingly subject my baby to the possibility of violence, bullying, hate, anger?
Merle says forming St. George will allow more tax dollars to stay in the area and eventually allow the city to form a school district that he says will be better than East Baton Rouge Parish Schools. Then I pull out the map and point out that Black and Latino areas were cut out. Merle says it was political strategy, but it wasn't based on race.
The map we drew, I mean, we wanted the votes. We went where the support was located.
Meaning, organizers drew the map to include areas where they had gathered the most signatures for their petition to create the city. Black and Latino neighborhoods largely did not support the petition, so organizers left them out. Now they can't vote against it. And later, if St. George succeeds and forms a school district, Merle says the school system could include neighborhoods left out of the city. School district boundaries do not have to match city boundaries.
Let me ask you, why do you think that your effort is majority white, though?
Well, I mean, the unincorporated area. I mean, the part of the parish. I can't. Demographics are irrelevant to me.
What matters, Merle says, is moving the parish forward and having more local control over tax dollars.
They don't want us to create the city of St. George. They want us to stay unrepresented in the unincorporated area so things can happen just like they always have been. Britain told America the same thing. We got tired of that too. It worked out pretty well for us, America.
Mm-hmm. No matter where people stand, most can probably agree that St. George is about America. For proponents like Merle, St. George is about representation and self-governance, the ideals canonized by this nation's founders. And for those opposed, St. George is also about America. It's about the continuing legacy of systemic racism embedded deep in the nation's DNA. In Baton Rouge, I'm Jess Clark.